But first, what happens when leaders from around the world get together to discuss global issues? We're going to see, because it's going on this week. It's the annual meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. That's the main body of the United Nations. All 193 UN members are involved, and it takes place at the United Nations headquarters in New York City. During the General Assembly, world leaders give speeches in this hall you see right here. President Obama is scheduled to speak to the Assembly this morning. Some of the topics that will probably come up during the General Assembly include Iran's controversial nuclear program, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Europe's debt crisis, and the civil war in Syria. Next up, we're going to head across the United States and out into the Pacific Ocean. It's where you're going to see the Hawaiian Islands, and it's also where you'll see some debris floating around. Like this. It's a floating dock that a couple of fishermen came across. They estimated that it's about 30 feet by 50 feet. The fishermen alerted the Coast Guard because they were worried about other ships running into something this big without any lights to identify, without any warning. The dock is part of the debris that was washed out to sea after last year's tsunami in Japan. So was this giant bin normally used to hold seafood. When it washed up in Hawaii, it was covered in mussels and barnacles. The researchers who pulled it out of the water said they expect that this is just the start of the debris from the tsunami showing up in Hawaii. From the islands, we're going to head over the mountains in the Asian nation of Nepal. This country is home to 8 of the 10 tallest mountains on the planet. That includes Mount Everest. Yesterday, rescue workers called off search efforts to find the victims of an avalanche on Mount Manaslu. At that point, officials had confirmed 8 deaths, another 12 people were injured, and 3 were still missing. The avalanche happened early Sunday morning. Experts say it was probably caused by a piece of ice, one that was the size of 6 or 7 football fields, falling from a glacier. Officials said more than 200 climbers were on the mountain.
I'm Jonathan Mann with another political jargon buster. What is the Electoral College? Established by America's founding fathers, it's actually a process, not a place. It's even in the Constitution, described as a compromise somewhere between a vote in Congress and a popular vote of the people. Each state has a number of electors, based on how many members it has in Congress. So a state with a lot of people, like California, has 55 electoral votes. A small state, like Delaware, has just 3. States award their electoral votes on the basis of the popular vote. In most states, it's winner-take-all, and it takes a majority 270 of the 538 total electoral votes to win the presidency. After the November election, members of the Electoral College meet to cast their ballots. The results are sent on to Congress, which tallies the vote and then makes it official.
Barack Obama of the state of Illinois has received for President of the United States 365 votes.
By the way, the candidate who wins the popular vote doesn't always win the election. In the year 2000, more Americans voted for Vice President Al Gore, but George W. Bush had more electoral votes, so he prevailed and won the presidency. You can't win the White House without it. The Electoral College.